Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. News listeners, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 23rd of August, 2021. We have the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Starting off with some Microsoft news and something you may not even been aware of. Windows Server. Yep, there's a new one. Apparently Microsoft wanted to keep this on the down low, but Windows Server 2022? Well, it's out there. Possibly Microsoft didn't hype this up because of all the hype surrounding Windows 11. But with Windows Server 2022, Microsoft is promising a decade of support. Now, there'll be two editions of the new server. There'll be the standard edition and the data center version. Strangely enough, though, even though Windows Server is called 2022, it's actually based upon Windows 10, meaning the 21H2 version. In fact, on the server edition, it's the Windows 10 start style menu. As far as some of the new features in 2022, DNS over HTTPS, and strong encryption for SMB. If you're game to try it out and still not sure if you want to dig deep in your pockets yet, Microsoft Server 2022 can be downloaded with a 180-day evaluation version. Hope you got your hands on a Pixel 5 or a Pixel 4a with 5G because, well, they're gone. Well, maybe not entirely, but Google has discontinued them. Of course, this has a lot to do with the inexpensive now Pixel 5a and the upcoming Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro. This was actually spotted by the people over there at the Digital Trends, and I found out Google is completely done selling the 5 and the 4a 5G. In fact, if you go to Google's store in the US, both phones are showing out of stock currently, meaning don't wait for them to come back into stock because it ain't gonna happen. Strangely enough, though, with this occurring, Google will be going without a 5G capable phone until the Pixel 6 arrives. And you wouldn't think they would want to do that very long, so meaning those other phones, yep, just around the corner. And I'm sure around the corner won't be that much longer. You might remember the Pixel 5, yep, announced last year on September 30th. And finally, hey iPhone owners out there, did you upgrade to 14.7.1? Yeah, most of us probably did. Have you checked your cell signal? Well, if you've got one, consider yourself lucky. Yeah, this small little update has turned into a big freaking headache for a lot of people. Particularly if you look over there on Apple support forums. Woohoo! Many people are complaining that 14.1.7 broke their phone's cellular signal. Yes, there is a lot of people experiencing the no service problem. Now, trying to pinpoint down which model is being affected by it, well, it's kind of hit and miss, really. iPhone 6 models, some of those. Even iPhone 12 models, yeah, some of those. Meaning it could pinpoint to just how the update was exactly installed and if installed correctly. Or it may have nothing to do with that. Now, most of you are probably thinking, how the heck do I get my cell signal back? Well, Apple's kind of got a workaround. There's a lot of different things that can be tried, from rebooting to removing and reinstalling the SIM card, nuking your network settings, to, yes, you're gonna hear me say it, a complete restore. From what we can see, the majority of the time, the complete restore, yeah, it may be your only option. Hope you got a backup. But if you can wait for Apple to fix it for us, yeah, it's probably best to go that way. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN content over there. You can also find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our BTN community and join in the conversation today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.